What are you gonna do?
John Stewart and I were playing a casual game of just fucking around between the rounds while we were waiting on the round to end because our opponents weren't there. And I brought in a Torpor Orb, but my Torpor Orb is in French. And
I don't know why that's funny.
John Stewart asked the judge what happens with
Champion.
With Champion, one of his dudes has Champion and Elemental. And the judge was like, I don't know. Why is your card in French?
That seems like a bullshit thing for a judge to say.
I'm like, also.
He said, I don't know what that card is.
I'm like, dude.
And it's Torpor Orb.
I was like, it's Torpor Orb. He's like, why is your card in French? Because I'm allowed to play with French cards? Like, what do you mean, why is my card in French? You're a judge. All right, here we go. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Still No Mox. As always, I'm Sawyer.
I'm Mike.
Sean. Caitlin's not here with us, but we got a special episode tonight here with TJ and our good buddy John Stewart. We're doing a Hot Ones style episode. We're going to take several bites of some fucking Mad Dog 357 at 357,000 Scoville.
I need you to not say that.
And then we're going to talk about the ban list. So here we go.
Sawyer's bite, he bit in.
The flavor's really good.
He's feeling the flavor.
It's delicious.
He took his on a pineapple mushroom pizza. I have a little pita bread with some chili and a dab of hot sauce over here.
I've got some Cheez-Its, and this is daunting. I don't know why this scares me so much.
Y'all are taking like a slight dab. I might as well just go for the whole Cheez-Its.
John, you do it. Holy shit, John, you do it. All right, here we go.
This was a bad idea.
Oh, it's super sweet. I love it.
It is super sweet.
And this is fucking fire. Jesus Christ.
Are you gonna fucking hit it or not?
Sure.
Man. Oh.
I didn't know how
we're doing. I don't know how we're doing either. We all took it. This is a bad idea.
Mike has the hiccups. And I feel like there's like I swallowed a bunch of coals.
You know, the nice thing about shots, you can always do another
one. And John Stewart's going back for seconds. Jesus.
I'm trying to talk.
It's
okay.
Honestly, it's not that bad. Once you try to get past the pain, you can instantly get
in. the searing pain that my tongue is now, like, it's so painful, it's almost numb.
Yeah, TJ's right. This shit's drugs.
Yeah, drugs,
there's
right?
There's no reason that a small amount of something
you're
like
gonna
this.
Have some of that milk.
Could be that hot.
I'm gonna have some of that milk.
This fucking potent. Like,
I wish there was ice water somewhere nearby.
We don't have any ice.
It's a spitter bottle now.
John Stewart's eyes are bulging out of his fucking face. Cool. Ban list.
This is still bad.
Actually, hold on. Before we get into the ban list,
we're good.
Legacy League updates. TJ and I were in the finals.
Good games.
Real good games.
Terrible games.
Fuck. I had fun. TJ didn't have a whole lot of fun, but we did it. I went undefeated. Rug Delver, Stifle was fucking fantastic.
I feel like I held it together really well. It is to not get incredibly salty.
Yeah, you were a lot of fun to play against.
After getting triple stifled game one.
Triple stifled game one. Flipped a Delver eventually and just fucking killed him with no lands in play. And it was a lot of
literally fun. Didn't do anything.
John Stewart looks like he's dying. No, I'll say ginger ale with that. Let me hit that.
Oh, it hurts.
The milk is not so long.
It's still there. I've had milk there. Now and it's still. Oh.
Oh my god.
Wow.
Oh, that ginger ale's pretty good.
My saliva's now hot, and that's when all the pain comes in.
Cool. Well, the way I ate my little pita thing.
Yeah.
You'll never watch Hot Ones the same.
I've never watched Hot Ones.
What? Oh my god.
You're missing out, man.
Steve-O
has such a beautifully wholesome Hot Ones episode. It's a lot of fun. Johnny Knoxville calls him in the middle of it.
Oh lord.
They're just best of buds.
Do you like talk him through it? He's like, you can do this.
It was really cute. Johnny Knoxville, he's like, oh, I'll put him on speakerphone. Johnny Knoxville's like, hey buddy, how you doing? What's going on? He's like, oh, I'm on Hot Ones right now. My mouth is on fire. He's like, oh shit, that sounds fun. Say hi to the boys, I'll talk to you later. They're like, cool.
my gums are...
He calls
are,
me on occasion.
My gums are up, like, yeah. The front of my teeth, like, up in my gums, like, in between the cheek.
It's sitting on the roof of my mouth.
Like, I can...
I've got it on the back of my tongue, and yeah. It's just going away.
Oh, it's no. My whole mouth.
Yeah,
it's
my well, that's your fucking fault.
I took two shots, whole cheese it.
Yeah, I'm going...
Not a dip.
I kind of want to go back for seconds, because it tastes so good, but, like, fuck, dude.
I'm crying.
Fuck. All right, banless. Banless.
I think it's good. The real message.
So it's currently.
It gives you like a whole new respect for a hot one.
Absolutely, 100%.
We should do this again.
We should do this more often for sure. Oh wow. God, this is drugs. Wow.
Yep.
Okay.
It's like runner's high, except it hurts.
Like I've got
powerful.
I've got like sweat rolling down my butt crack right now.
I already could kill you.
That's
today.
Wild.
I mean.
Okay.
Banless.
Banless. So, as of right now, it is Sunday night. It's the, what is
the 8th?
It's the 8th. Yeah. So, the banlist comes out in like 12 hours or so. So, we're here tonight.
I found a little bit more of it sitting in my cheek.
Speculating with 350,000 Scovilles in our brain. This is literally drugs. All right. God damn.
Standard banlist. Go.
I don't care. I don't care about Steve.
Teferi. Only offender, I think.
I want to put Once Upon a Time in there because I think that card is just too good.
The card is really powerful.
I know it's not as powerful in these metas, in these formats and whatnot,
yeah,
but
I don't feel like it's really breaking anything in standard. But
I feel like they want to ban as little as possible, so they might actually let Teferi lay.
Well, and so Once Upon a Time is still in packs. Like, packs that are still selling.
Yeah.
Like, Throne was not that long ago.
Same with Teferi. So, I mean, they always want to do, like, as little banning and standard. Not only is it just hurts actual sales, maybe in some capacity. Probably not, but maybe a little bit. It's just a bad look. Like, yeah. It's basically the only format that they playtest for rigorously, that and draft.
Yeah.
So
banning more of it means more than banning it in Modern, or especially in Pioneer.
They're kind of free to ban in Modern. I mean, you can't see all of these outcomes in format.
Yeah, they're just
such deep card.
Yeah,
but
I want to cheese it.
So far as standard, that's the thing that they're supposed to be on top
right.
of, and banning anything.
Yeah, and it's
just
easy too because it's got the smallest card pool, like you were saying.
Right,
it's easy. So, all right, it looks bad. They don't want to ban, but there's been a lot of bitching online about
Teferi.
Teferi is very Time Raveler. Is that the full name of it? Teferi Time Raveler?
Teferi Time Raveler is very unfun to play with.
He's very unfun to play against, even in Modern, honestly. I like having my instance. Who doesn't like having instance?
Yeah. I mean, I like not having you have instance. So.
I don't like having instances. I'm a
shit, lightning
person.
Bolt.
I mean,
speaking of lightning bolt, it's probably time for some more
magic
drugs.
So
I got my second hit.
So attractive is.
I'm barely touching this. It's gonna fucking kill me.
The responses, the stack.
Yeah,
and mm-hmm. You know, when you make a card that alleviates that whole entire aspect of
it's,
the game,
it's the biggest part of Magic, as far as I'm concerned. Other than people, like attacking to win.
Yeah, people aren't gonna like it. So yeah, online has spoken. They don't like Teferi.
It's not unfair in Modern because there's enough creatures that you can beat them down. It's not. Unfair
yeah.
in
there
it's kind
ways.
Of unfair in say like Vintage.
Mike was looking forward to this the most.
Yeah, this is
Mike's also
I
been
took
quiet.
My I took y'all heard me ask for a cheese and I took it another head of the sauce.
Yeah, I put another dab on my pizza and I'm here all fools. And I'm gonna be right there with you as soon as I stop Jesus. Fucking regretting my decisions to be here tonight.
Oh god.
Right now.
It is that sauce is really sweet and delicious.
It's delicious. It's almost mango-y.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
It's so good.
It is.
My palms are
sweet. If I could not have this ungodly heat in my mouth.
Yeah, it's funny because it's
like
so good that you want to eat more, but you can't eat more.
I'm going to regret so many things later. I feel like I'm going to wake up and I'm going to be literally shitting fire. Like literal flames are coming out of my ass.
Oh, God.
I'm
already
afraid.
You know about the boo-boo on all fours?
What?
The boo-boo on all fours.
I learned about this tonight. It's where you've got both feet firmly planted to the ground and you're holding, you're gripping the toilet bowl. Oh yeah, I've done this
as hard as you can.
I've done this before.
Yep.
I'm kind of doing it now that we're talking about it.
Yeah, thanks, Jack.
According to Shaquille O'Neal, that's the boo-boo on all fours.
Who was also on Hot Ones.
That's where it came
great
from.
Episode.
Oh,
he's also lactose intolerant. So he's eating all this hot sauce, pounding milk, and...
Oh, I've got some actual
about,
cheese
that's
in
when the boo-boo on all fours came up.
Right,
you've been there before.
Yeah. We're gonna try some cheese. Oh fuck, man! Cool. All
right, and
cool,
next
cool,
is
cool,
Pioneer.
Cool.
Pioneer, let's get in bed. I don't care.
Dig Through Time is an incredibly powerful magic card that they've let get fucking banned out of just about every format but Vintage. And, I mean, like Commander, I don't really think counts as far as ban lists go.
Yeah.
No, it's not. That's not a regularly banned thing. It's
it definitely just promotes combo decks.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So
it's historically don't like.
It's easy to cut. It's easy to get hit. I'm surprised they let it live this long. I'm honestly surprised it survived that first like 2 months where every week they were just smashing.
I hope they actually like kind of assess things correctly and
put some thought into it.
Well, if they do ban it, I'll be like real upset if they ban Treasure Cruise at the same time and just say, "Oh, deck that would just play this would just substitute it for this and it'd be the same." I think they let them...
They're two very different cards.
They're so different cards.
Remind me what they do, because honestly, I get them confused all the time.
Treasure Cruise is the one with
Delve?
Yeah, both Delve.
Oh, they're both Delve? Okay.
It's 9 mana.
No, it's
8.
Treasure Cruise is...
7 blue?
They're both 8.
7 blue.
Okay.
Dig Through Time is...
7
or blue, Delve. And Treasure Cruise is double blue and 6, Delve.
Okay.
Treasure Cruise, draw 3... And
sorcery,
Dig Through Time. This is hard to talk about.
Instant speed. Look at the top 7. Put any 2 in your hand. The rest on the bottom.
Yeah, Dig Through Time has 2 blue mana. Wow, Treasure Cruise has 1 blue mana.
Completely different cards. Yeah. Sorcery, different cards. Instant. Like yeah. It's just
they're functioning
card
the same.
Selection versus just raw.
Treasure Cruise is something that Burn would use. Just here, I just need to draw something. Dig Through Time is card selection, which is why it's why the combo heavy play.
And I mean before
we fuck. Now the tip of my tongue is on fire.
Oh, just your tip.
Burn was doing that.
I've been eating cheese and chugging milk.
I've been drinking goddamn ginger ale, which has been destroying my
balls.
It's worse.
The ginger ale's been actually very pleasant. Just the bubbly kind of makes it feel nice.
I feel like that
hurts. The milk is pretty soothing.
I feel like drinking a beer.
Yeah, I'm drinking a beer. So,
I'm dying.
We're all dying, Sean.
I'm dying faster than I was about 5 minutes ago.
Inverter and Pioneer is another one that.
Yeah, well, that's just a. There's other ways that you can just dump your fucking library into your creator.
Right, and I mean, like, the argument for Treasure Cruise... Not Treasure Cruise. The argument for Dig Through Time is very similar. Because the Inverter deck's playing Dig Through Time.
Correct.
To find their combo pieces, because, it's a fantastic card.
So it could be an either-or in this case for Dig Through Time and Inverter, but...
I think Inverter is, just gone. Like, just almost hands down...
Inverter, that's the one where you switch your library in your graveyard, right?
Right.
Okay.
I think he's toast.
You draw it's a card leveler. It's a Pioneer Legal leveler, right?
Yes.
Close.
If you got fucking Doss's Oracle. Dig Through Time and you're delving away your graveyard, it's basically a leveler. It basically just says here, you got no more library.
And then you win the game with Doss's Oracle.
Uh-huh.
It's usually pretty clean. It's usually cleaner than that. Usually it's just turn 4 Inverter, turn 5 Oracle, and that's good enough because your library is small enough that
even if it's just you do the thing with 2, that's your devotion. That's usually good enough.
Guys, sidetrack. I figured out what an icy hot for the mouth is. Eat a whole entire cheese it with that fucking hot sauce, and then take a Halls.
No, you could just eat Icy Hot at that point.
What is wrong with you, Mr. Stewart? Are you okay?
Yeah.
Did you eat a Hall?
Lemon honey Halls. Okay.
You're a fucking sociopath.
No, I think legend. This is psychopath.
I think legend's appropriate. He's had, I think, probably more hot sauce than his Hall.
For sure. Oh, yeah. Well,
he's just been licking it out of a bowl.
I can do that next.
No, please, for your own safety, don't. I don't usually say that. Do it.
Yeah, I mean, look, do it. As long as you're not sleeping here and using our bathroom, I don't
care.
There's the downstairs one.
Of course not.
I don't care.
That first dab that you took, that was probably the most I've ever seen anybody eat.
Yeah.
Oh,
well,
God.
No, we watched James eat.
I didn't see. I wasn't there for that.
He took a whole spoonful.
According to the legend, you know.
Like I said, I wasn't there for that. So I do kind of...
Yeah, and then he
perpetuate
sat
story.
Sat in the bathroom for 2.5 hours, just like tripping his balls off. Because
I was there for that. Oh, yeah, I was there for that. So the can confirm it was 2 hours in the bathroom. But like with my own eyes, that was by far the most I've seen anybody eat.
And then I dip it again and eat it again.
Because you are a madman.
Yeah. You are a madman.
You deserve to have folk punk songs written about you.
I'll write them.
John Stewart.
John Stewart of the Daily Show.
I think Underworld Breach has a
potential to be banned in
several formats.
Oh, yeah. Right. Well, like, I mean, we're talking about Pioneer.
We're talking about Pioneer. Yeah, we're still on Pioneer. I don't know as much as I really should about Pioneer. I don't know how they're generating the mana to continually do things out of their graveyard in Pioneer, but I assume it's degenerate and awful. Like,
well, it's probably just insane value, because I mean, the card provides value as long as you're putting cards in your graveyard.
Yeah, I mean, they're playing lands like Lotus Field, so like they're generating a bunch of mana.
Okay, oh, that's right. They do a Twiddle Storm and that kind of stuff in Pioneer. That's
yeah. So if you can make a ton of mana and then stick an Underworld Breach, you're probably winning the game.
All your untapped spells are ritual.
What do they use to kill with that in Pioneer?
I don't even know.
Okay,
what is the Pioneer Storm win? Is there a Pioneer
There's no Storm in Pioneer.
I think there's just...
Is there like a Wind Zendikon, or is it just Guy Ascendancy?
No. I think they end up just like...
Yeah, we can look this up.
Using a burn spell to kill you by casting it over and over and over with Underworld Breach.
That's pretty good. Yeah, that'll work. I mean, that's the way they're doing it in Legacy and Vintage and other places too. There's no reason that...
Yeah.
You can do shocks just as good as a bolt, apparently.
Well,
not really, but...
Wild Slash.
Wild Slash is like a freaking $6 uncommon, so it's, I mean, it's nuts. It was probably something along the lines of what they're doing.
Yeah.
What's that new giant? The Ground Stomper. Ground Stomper has been doing a lot of work whenever I see a...
Bone Crusher?
Bone Crusher. Yeah, sorry, Hot Toss Brain.
Yeah. Totally the excuse now. Well, why can't you think straight? I had a spoonful of this Hot Sauce.
I got Hot Sauce Brain.
You want to see what it's like? Nah. Been there, done.
All right.
Once upon a time.
We're going to move.
Absolutely not surviving modern.
No, we're going to move on to modern. I think that's
though.
I
100%.
After this weekend at regionals, Sawyer and I went and played regional, and John Stewart was there too. Played regionals this week. None of us did particularly well.
49.
John Stewart came in 49th out of 150 people.
What was your record?
5-3.
Oh,
Norm got.
Norm was there as well. We've talked about Norm before. He's the one with the
crazy. He got 31st with a 5-3 also.
Yeah. So
all my opponents dropped.
Lots of cards.
All of them.
Playing Bone Crusher Giant.
Yep. Who knew? But Once Upon a Time. The number of times I saw Once Upon a Time cast this weekend is disgusting.
I watched a Tron player look at 12 cards in a single turn because of Once Upon a Time and Ancient Stirrings. He played a land... Tron piece and passed, and then drew his card for turn, played a second Tron piece, Once Upon a Time, then played Chromatic Sphere, cracked it for green. He grabbed his third Tron piece with the Once Upon a Time, cracked it for green, cast an Ancient Stirrings and grabbed a Karn. And it was disgusting. Like, the card is insane.
No, it
decks like Tron getting a look at amount of cards.
No, if it doesn't get banned tomorrow, I'm putting it in my Eldrazi Tron. I'm putting in Ancient Stirrings back in there too, because I want to look at cards. That's
real good. Might as well play it.
Yeah.
Funny story. Really, you can ruin Tron's day when you mainboard a Fulminator Mage and destroy his lands.
Absolutely.
Game three, put in a Ingot Chewer and destroy his called? The maps.
Expedition map.
Yeah. Destroy their expedition map turn one. Be like, cool. Destroy Expedition map.
God damn you, Jones.
Actually, the even better part is when it's not in your hand, so you have to turn one Aether Vial, turn two. I mean, their next turn, they play the ancient Expedition maps. And then on your turn two, you have Aether Vial on one. Before you draw step, you tap it, put in a Firekin.
The Flamekin
Harbinger, which allows you to search for an elemental, in which case you get the Ingot Chewer put on top of your deck, you draw it. And then you tap your mana and destroy their...
John Stewart, our local elementals expert.
If you're in the 1% or less...
And they call you a monster.
If you're in the 1% or less of players who think that elementals is fun and you should play it at regionals, this is your source. Tell your other
All of your friends.
He had a better record than my John Deck.
Out of 150 people, there were only two Elemental Regionals players.
Well, there was another one?
There was another one.
There was another one.
They're playing Risen Reef and everything?
They played Risen Reef, but there were actually just three colors instead of all five. So
I feel like they're cowards for not going all five.
Yeah.
No. I mean, like...
Because now they don't have Vesperlark. You know how amazing Vesperlark is? Oh, you killed my Risen Reef. What shall I ever do? Just kidding. Here's a Vesperlark. Trigger the other Risen Reef that's on the field to return a Risen Reef. And that's three freaking triggers right there. You go trigger Vesperlark into the battlefield. You get to draw a card, basically. And then it dies, returns the Risen Reef to the field. Trigger, trigger.
I work at a card shop. And if I didn't know you, I still wouldn't know what any of these cards were. Oh, simply because no one has ever walked in and asked for a Flamekin Harbinger. Ever.
No, they have.
They're like $7.
John Stewart did.
Yeah, back when it used to be.
No, like there used to be elemental decks in Commander. Places. I'm assuming. I'm just gonna talk out of my ass here.
It used to be a thing in Commander.
Yeah, I've seen Omnath decks and whatnot.
I feel like this conversation is getting too easy. I'm going back in, boys.
Actually, the really funny thing is, I was looking for a primal.
I'm gonna try dipping some cheese in it this time. Maybe that'll save me a little bit of. Actually, no. The flavor is so good.
I want a piece of cheese too.
Here. The flavor's so good.
What's that primal?
Be punished for it.
What's that primal?
Can you give me a dip?
That's all over there.
The one you bought four of yesterday.
I was even gonna message you.
No, I got four of them.
I know. I found four last night. I was gonna message you.
Oh.
I just forgot. I'll just mention it.
Primal Beyond.
An elemental land.
The funny thing is, I was buying Primal Beyond yesterday while at that tournament. Right after the tournament, and all someone right, comes up to me in. And says, "Hey, I see you're playing Commander." I'm like, "No, I'm buying four of them." They're like, "What? Yeah, it's more modern."
No one has ever owned a playset of these, I guess.
No, cool. Nobody.
Yeah, again, like if I work at a card shop, this was if it weren't for you, I wouldn't know what any of these cards were.
All right, so what's the next format we're on?
Modern.
Once upon a time.
Once upon a time, 100%. I think there's an argument for. Breach there as well.
Kind of, yeah, dude. The card is just Wurza was playing it.
Really?
Wurza's playing it with like a sword combo?
Because it's like,
I couldn't figure out
how they were like plussing cards into their graveyard. Because with the station, you know, they sack the thing.
Yeah, and it does.
But
it has no mana.
But now when they sack the thing, they get a dude, which the sword comes into play, and then. Then they start netting three cards every time they grind themselves out.
So,
that's kind of nuts.
Interesting
thing.
It's real
cool. It's real cool.
It's probably going to get that
card. Underworld Breach is one of those cards that either does absolutely fucking nothing, or it wins you the game.
Game over.
Yeah.
So, I was facing a Twiddle deck with Underworld Breach, and they were playing Lotus Field. Interesting thing you can do is turn one, I really don't care. Turn two, you're going to hold your mana open and then play the spell that taps a permanent.
Are we still talking about your...
No, this is Twiddle. Deck? I was facing Twiddle.
Yeah.
So on turn two, what you could do is tap your opponent's land so they only have one land on turn two to use, which allows them to do nothing. The next turn, all you have to do is tap your two mana for mana, and then play your Lotus Field, and then you win the game. Because all you have to do is play a bunch of Twiddle Storm into Underworld Breach into kill. And that's it.
So we figured out how they kind of rinse and repeat through like cards like Twiddle and Lotus Field. And then, like, how do they win?
Stormcast.
Well, yeah, so I guess in Modern they can just kill you with... Fucking actual Storm cards.
Grape Shot, yeah.
Yeah.
And then they can cast Grape Shot out of their graveyard for fucking with
three. I think the Underworld preferred win.
Multiple times.
The preferred win currently, I think, is. At least for a lot of the decks, they're wanting to play. What's the Metalcraft Burn spell?
Galvanic Blast.
Yeah. Galvanic Blast, yeah.
Yeah, four for one mana.
That's
fair.
Four for one mana.
That's really good.
They need five red mana and. 15 cards in graveyard. That's not a. The card we just said because the hot sauce just went through my brain.
It's something close to that.
Yeah,
Galvanic Blast. Yep. What we just said? Right.
Yeah.
All right.
Right.
All right. And you cheese it. And you got to figure it out. It's a rock. You know.
John Stewart is going back in because John Stewart is a madman. And mad somebody man. Really needs to be assigned to watch him.
The reason, like,
I feel like this is self-harm.
The Grease kind of showing its colors as, like, this big of a promotion, a combo, is just, it limits what they can print in the future.
Yes.
And the card is only 7 weeks old.
Yeah.
So people can... There still could be other things to figure out.
Yeah, well, you know, it's still in the very early stages of development.
As and far every as, like, set that comes out.
As far as actual play. Like we,
right.
We've got the... I'm confident we've got the big ones out. Using that... using Underworld Breach to burn people to death.
Well, yeah, if you cast Grape Shot for 5, and then you cast it at every graveyard again for 6, and then you exile 3 more cards, and you do it again for 7. Like, yeah. It's stupid. That's so good.
I wonder if they had this problem with Yawgmoth's Will. When I printed that, actually no, that exiles the card. This so is not yeah, this is just better.
I was gonna save that argument for when cheaper. We got into talking about vintage, it's but
cheaper and better. We'll get yeah, back. We'll get back there.
Yeah,
that's it.
Exile 3 worthless cards to keep the card you want in the bin,
and cast it again
and again.
Yeah,
I think that covers modern. Simeon Spirit Guide is always just like fucking that left field might get it.
It's point contention.
It's been there for like years now.
It's not doing anything currently.
Yeah. So it's not in the way.
Summer is one of those cards that kind of just does a bunch of stuff. I don't know if it's really worthy.
It doesn't win the game.
Someone made a big dispute.
It's real good.
It's real good, and like you keep saying, it keeps getting better every time you read it.
Yeah,
but it doesn't win games, and I think that's why they won't ban it out of much of anything.
There's a few people who've made a big dispute.
it might restrict it in vintage.
Yesterday,
I can't make an argument that.
Let's have one conversation.
He was going in circles, so I was trying to end him.
Fair,
please.
So there was a big dispute yesterday that. There was a big dispute yesterday dealing with, Veil of Summer, where it wasn't the first time I heard it, but, like, 3 separate people were, like, judge calling someone over, and next thing you know, it's like, that card's banned in Modern, like, me and Sawyer, while we were just having our fun games, because both of our opponents decided not to come, we're listening in, and I took a peek, real quick to see what he says was banned, it was Veil of Summer, and I'm like, that's only banned in Pioneer and Standard, and everyone should know that.
Like, again, it's one of those cards that you're like, wow, this is really good. If somebody told me that it was banned in Modern, like, I'd believe that.
Oh, yeah, and if it got banned tomorrow, I wouldn't be surprised.
I don't think if they're... What my argument? It doesn't kill people. It prevents people from killing you sometimes, but that's about it.
That upsets a lot of people.
Like, yeah, but I don't see that as ban-worthy. A protection card that's primarily in the sideboard.
Do you still lose the 2 life if you thought sees me and I Veil of Summer?
No, you lose.
It gets countered.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
You only lose the life.
Yeah, because when you cast Thought Seize, you target an opponent, and then in response, so it fizzles. I don't lose a life.
That makes sense.
Yep.
All right, moving on to Legacy and Vintage.
I shiver at that word. I hate it.
What?
Fizzles.
Yeah, it gets countered.
It gets countered. Yeah.
It used to fizzle. Years ago.
Fizzle. Yeah, now it's countered upon resolution.
Neat.
More words to describe one word.
Well, fizzle was an actual card, right?
I think there's a card named fizzle.
Yeah, but counter is an actual card.
No, it's counterspell.
Oh,
there's no card player.
True blue double. Double blue counterspell in Legacy.
There's no card with fizzle in the name.
Okay.
There maybe that was an old D&D term.
Something.
It might, it's somewhere around there in the annals of nerd lore.
Mandela effect. I know that this was a thing that I've heard.
No, it used to be...
A technical term?
It used to be the actual term. Okay. And then people were like, what does fizzle mean? And they're like,
It counters it,
it
I guess?
It counters it. Like, it does. So,
what's the question mark? What's the line on the counterspell? At least your spell was pretty.
Nice.
That's one of them. It's something along those lines.
Oh, I love that.
All right. So, that's Legacy.
Really cool. Legacy, and I think we can lump Vintage in here, because the only thing I can think of is...
Through Underworld Breach.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And if it's not banned, if it's not outright banned in Vintage, it's going to be restricted.
Well, I mean, it can't get banned.
They can't get banned?
No.
They can't actually ban things in Vintage?
No.
Neat. Yeah. It's going to get restricted in Vintage, and I think it should be banned the fuck out of Legacy.
I don't know if it's that good in Vintage, though.
Is it just going to be added to the one of soup? I haven't seen anything, but...
The argument is, though, is that it's clearly so, better than Yawgwill.
Yeah, 100%.
It's better than Yawgwill.
You do only have...
Say it again. I dare you.
It's better than Yawgwill. If you Yawgwill with an Ancestral in the graveyard, that's cute. You get some cards. You're doing good. If you underworld with an Ancestral in the graveyard, the fucking game is over.
You draw your whole goddamn deck.
But there's also only one LED...
Correct.
In Vintage. But then again, if there's an active underworld and they counter your LEDs.
Yeah, there's so many enablers in Legacy that just...
Yeah, it's the one of soup that is Vintage.
Well, Vintage.
Yeah.
Because then in Vintage also, I mean, like, it's what happened with... I mean, they might ban or restrict PO, but I doubt it. I don't think it's been in contention.
I don't even know if... If you should be running more than one through the breach in Vintage anyway. So, knocking it to Underworld Breach. Did I say through the breach?
Through the breach, that's a very different
thing. I have hot sauce brain.
I have brain bridge.
But I think one Underworld Breach is just is fine.
It's just enough.
It's fine.
Considering the amount of drop you won't find tutors.
You're
going to see it.
You can find it. If that's the deck you want to play, you can play it at one and you can see it.
Yep.
Whereas Paradoxal Outcome... That deck needs four of those to survive.
I mean, and the rest of the deck is one of, so it's
right.
Yeah, you're good. You're gonna get there.
Yeah. It's kind of like how Shops was built a while ago. You have one of the busted cards, the restricted artifacts.
Yeah,
the Chalice.
I do like to think of a list where we on the same list hit Paradoxal Outcome and Shops, and just see and just.
See the chaos.
And just see what happens. Like, because it'll be a whole new meta.
Yeah. The whole format is changed.
Immediately, no format I think has ever really seen a change like that outside of, like, standard rotating. Like, you wouldn't see, like, it would just
entire die. Archetypes just and, die.
Well, so, like,
that. And new ones be born.
I feel like out of necessity.
Cards mean banned in Vintage.
No, restricted.
Restricted?
No, you put Workshop to one, you put Workshop to one, you put PO to one, and it's like a whole new, like, what is the landscape of the formatting going to look like?
I think Oko decks, because there's been a lot of bug Oko that have been doing really well in leagues and in challenges, and that'll probably just become more prevalent because people are still going to be playing their artifacts, and somebody slams an Oko and says, that's an elk.
I'll bolt it.
Your storm decks will probably do better, like your traditional storm decks with Bolas of Citadel.
That's where you want to be.
Even those decks play Oko too. So I mean,
all right. So TJ, you and I have talked about this a couple of times.
A lot.
Oko, fuck Oko. I hate Oko as a card.
It's a good card, and that's the only reason it's played. It's not played for synergy. Yeah. It's not played for any card advantage or anything. It's just played because it's a good card. It's a crutch.
The card is a crutch. It's just like Renin 6 in Rug Delver. It was a card for Legacy. It's a card that you can just shove into a deck, and by itself, it'll win you the game. You don't have to be good. You don't have to know what your deck is doing. You can just win off the back of this one card. So people play it. And I don't like that.
It is the most horrible combination of incredibly busted and incredibly boring that I have ever seen. It is is the worst of everything that a Magic card could be.
The fact that it has six loyalty counters after doing a +2
on turn 3. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Or even turn 2.
Somebody stole my Glycerin off with an Oko the other day, and I was just
Like, you can't understand my frustration. Like, I even hate Tarmogoyf because I think he's just so boring.
He's just the most trash eater.
Yeah. Super and here, boring. Here we have...
I agree.
Here we have a card that is warping multiple formats that is just all about the vanilla creature. Like...
It's all about...
Really?
What other elks are there in
that card
Magic.
Looks interesting. No, it's not boring.
No, it's not.
Now it's a vanilla creature.
Yep.
You know, it's really funny because I love my bears, but those are 3/3s. Those aren't bears.
No, they're elks. They're elks. They're 3/3 elks that don't do a damn thing. And it just, it's boring to play against.
And you know what I always say? Elk is just a skinny donkey.
Yeah, because Tree Donkey's a 4/4.
Yep.
Skinny, so, Skinny Donkey is a 3/3 that doesn't do anything. At least my fucking Tree Donkey has Trample.
I feel like that's just forcing players to play more, what's it called, Pact of Negation?
Why would people play Pact of Negation?
No, not Pact of Negation. Force of Negation. My bad. The good one. Words. The one that exiles the spell after countering it.
Yeah, but then you can't.
Which helps out with LED or other spells dealing with, what's it called? Underworld Breach. When you're like, oh, man, this is a problem. Let me just,
man, countering that
Force of Negation.
Barely matters.
Hey, yeah. It exiles it, at least.
If you can hit the Breach. Oh, yeah, it does.
Well, you hit it with the
Negation. But here's the thing. They probably already brain freeze themselves. So they'll have the other ones in the grave. I understand that. Yeah. But if you do it the first time, then they're just...
And honestly, so I was playing a couple of games against Trent, just kind of testing.
And he's playing blue-white, right?
No, he's... so his...
Blue-white with bolts.
His, yeah, his Breach deck is, like, loosely Jeskai.
Technically Jeskai.
He's playing, like, Orym's Chant. Right. And he's got mainboard Monastery Mentors. It's this weird, like, combo value control storm bullshit deck. And, yeah, man, I surgicaled an LED, taking him off of all of his LEDs after he brain freezed himself, like in response to Underworld Breach, and I still lost. Yeah, I sniped his LED in response to something. And,
card's good, man.
And he was like, cool. He had just enough cards in his graveyard to make enough mana off a Lotus Petal to get there, and he brain freezed me out of the game.
John Stewart being a madman again.
John Stewart's just drinking.
Still going at it.
Oh, it just went to back
just,
my throat.
Just drinking. It's getting easier. I feel like either my tongue is going numb, or
I think my taste buds have just burned away.
Yeah.
The halls made it go away faster.
I don't believe you. I don't believe that.
I'm just assuming it's brain damage.
Yeah.
Brain bridge.
Go back in and then hit a halls though, bro.
Yeah.
No, I'm good. I'm going to go back in, but I'm not.
Going for the icy hot effect?
It still tastes good. I feel good. Like I would rather just eat icy hot. And I'm not doing that, so.
I'm already missing a third of my taste buds. I can't spell, so.
You can't spell?
That's true also. I'm dyslexic. Magic's really hard.
My lack of taste buds affects my grammar and my
cognitive abilities.
Yeah.
I have brain bitch.
Yeah. I've got hot sauce brain.
So is the same assumptions for vintage ban apply to legacy then?
I feel like like we said,
or vintage restriction
to
yeah.
Ban. More relevant. I kind of hope they hit Oko out of Legacy just for the sake of
it's a boring
it
being card.
Boring. Yeah, I hope they ban it for the same reason they banned Ren and Six. It's just boring. And I love Ren and Six. And
I love the shit out of it in Modern. I still want to make a Seismic Assault deck with it, but it's not quite working yet.
But, like, I didn't play Ren and Six in my Rug Delver list when that was, like, the way to play Rug Delver.
Right.
Because it's a crutch. It was just a card that you can cast.
Here, in the game. I'm going to Wasteland Lock you on turn two.
I actively chose not to play Oko in my Rug Delver list this go-around.
At the very least, though, Ren and Six, even though he's crutchy, he at least has good synergy with the deck.
Yes, absolutely.
So I can get behind, like, I don't have nearly the problem with Ren and Six. And plus, I mean, he gives cards an ability that, like, people have to look up and have a bunch of, like,
this retrace is super cool.
Like, what the fuck is retrace?
What the fuck is retrace?
It means I'm gonna bolt you to death with these lands in my hand.
Yeah, it means these three lands in my hands are all cryptics.
Madman. Hot takes for a hot episode.
I don't have to Mystic anymore.
Because I definitely jammed four of them in this game.
Why would I keep doing this?
Yeah, no, of course. Like, because why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you? Because he does everything that you want that deck to do.
Yep.
God, man.
Oh, but you're going to ghost quarter my Valakut?
Cool.
Ren and Six and pick it up until I can't taste things anymore.
He's just a distraction. He's like a fog.
Yeah.
Like, at worst.
So when Jace the Mind Sculptor got unbanned in Modern, Rug Scapeshift benefited greatly because... Now you can brainstorm your fucking mountains away after you know, like it's really cool. And having the ability to pick up lands that you needed again, fetch lands or things that were ghost quartered or field of ruined, like you're good.
Fantastic.
Fun fact, I don't remember the last time I saw Jace the Mind Sculptor being played in Modern after they unbanned it.
I see it in...
It was hot for a couple months, I feel.
It's still hot fire in the blue-white control. I just shoved one, because I only have one, in my Grixis shelter.
Not
Grixis
really. Control deck. The blue-white miracles list that I was playing for a while was kind of a spicy version, because the rest of them kind of moved away from Jace and the miracle aspect of it altogether, and were just, like, blue-white value decks. Like, well, no. Deal with this Planeswalker. Deal with this Planeswalker.
I mean, he's a win con friend. Whether using his ultimate or combining him with Teferi, Hero of Dominaria's ultimate, where when you draw a card, you exile a card.
Yeah.
I think Jace has just kind of become like a really good one of mm-hmm. for decks that can play him.
Yeah.
Like that.
Because it's a very powerful magic card, but
shit costs four.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Modern is so fast
right now.
Uh huh.
If you're casting Jace the Mind Sculptor, you had better be in control of that game. Because if you've survived a turn four and you did that, you're probably not untapping.
Especially any deck that wants to play Force Negation. I think playing him at one of is, you know,
sure, fine.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You can either stick him or pitch him, and that's good enough.
Yeah.
I know what I said. We're going to reload on this hot sauce here, and then...
I need to cheese it before I do this.
Mike's going to give us some Vintage League updates online.
I already took a hit.
I played the Vintage Challenge on Saturday, which at the end of it all... Hot sauce. Got to take the jacket off. It's going hot.
Cheers.
Cheers, bud. I'm trying
to cough near the microphone.
Coronavirus.
Whoa.
Hot sauce virus.
Everyone
is away from
hands.
Oh, fuck. So Saturday, I played the Vintage Challenge. And at the end of the day, this is the most important part. I ended up with the same record as Reed Duke, which means I'm just as good a Magic player as him.
Hell yeah.
While I was playing Budget.
Holy shit.
I think I'm...
Yeah, you're really... That's impressive. Reed Duke's a good Magic player.
Oh my god. I'm not sure if that's how that works.
I think I'm used to the... It wasn't that bad that time. Maybe because I hit it in the middle of my tongue instead of, like, letting it go to the back.
Oh, this one's so much worse.
Oh, man. So, I'm going to hit some milk, because why not? Are you about to cry, Sean?
No, we're good.
Gets in your brain.
It's in my brain. So tell us what deck you played in the Vintage Challenge.
Give me the milk.
Sean, the Vintage Challenge...
No. Are you purposely just playing Budget Vintage?
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's kind of our thing. Still no mods. Budget.
Yeah.
But you have mods? Oh, never mind. Okay, I'm not going to get into that.
That's the podcast secret.
Ah.
Yeah.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah.
No. I mean, it's really not a secret, but I mean, like, I only have one mox. It's not worth to play it at, like, Eternal Weekend if there's only one. Really? Oh, the milk's getting passed around. If we have coronavirus, we all have it, but the milk's going to help
us
now.
I ain't drinking the milk.
One is more than none.
You're right.
And I'm pretty sure it qualifies you for second most moxes.
I've got a mox diamond. I think that's second place in the podcast.
No, I have a chrome mox. I have two chrome moxes.
Anyway.
Monetarily speaking.
So vintage challenge... I'm playing the number one budget list from Eternal Weekend, which was the Naya Depths with Fastbond.
Nice.
I'm all for this.
I'm going to look it up and pull up a list so I can talk about it.
So it plays Fastbond. It's got red cards and white cards.
Kind of. Four Fastbond. Two Exploration. Four crop rotation, two Enlightened Tutor to get your Courser of Krufix is a target. Fast Spawner Exploration, obviously. Experimental Frenzy is also an option, which when you get Experimental Frenzy with Fast Spawn, it is insane. Literally, you just keep playing cards from the top of your deck until you want to stop.
Are you playing a channel?
There's no channel in this list. I mean, it probably would have been good to play, but I don't really need the colorless that much.
It makes colorless?
It makes colorless.
Okay.
Yeah, the colorless really wasn't viable in this list. I mean, actually,
you can use it for a thespian stage, but...
Wait, three... No, I would die if I tried to channel all the mana to pay for Adept's removing the counters.
Yes, you need 30 mana to remove the counters.
Unless you have a Lich's Mirror.
Yeah. then we'd be in hot fire territory.
That's spicier than the fucking hot sauce.
Main deck Tabernacle was absolutely fantastic. It helped out so much in my games. So round one of this 7-round event, played against 4 color control.
John's dying at the moment because he took yet another hit.
Yeah, he called me a bitch and took a fucking big old glob of it.
Now he's in the room. Round one against 4 color control, I lost horribly because I'm pretty sure I just didn't know how to mulligan properly. Every time I mulliganed, I should have mulliganed to a green land, but every time I mulliganed, I had like Depths combo plus like Wastelands, Ghost Quarters, and I figured I would just draw a green mana source, but it never happened. Tabernacle did some work. Everyone's aghast right now because we also have some keto mayo.
That's been sitting on our table for 4 days.
It's not... It's been unopened.
It doesn't need to be refrigerated.
If we're doing hot sauce, we might as well do keto mayo, I guess, with it.
I'm not eating
keto. Hard pass.
I'm not eating this food.
It's just coconut oil and fucking egg yolks.
So, anyway.
I'm not doing that. Oh, and organic rosemary extract.
Hard pass.
Warning, contains eggs.
John's in. Y'all get a nice scoop of mayo on your Cheez-It.
Against the soul.
Oh, oh my god.
God, give me that haul. It does a better job.
This was so much worse than the last one.
Anyway.
Sorry, Mike.
So game one, I lost horribly because I didn't have any green mana. Game two, we played this back and forth game of wastelanding each other until my opponent had ran in 6, and then I don't have any basics, so I got wasted out and lost.
That's how that happens.
Yeah. Round two was against Dredge. I think Dredge is really the deck that this deck preys upon because I didn't lose to Dredge at all when I played in this tournament. Game one, my opponent Serum Powders twice to get to a bazaar. There was a Force of Will and 2 Force of Negations in his exile pile from the Serum Powder, so I was like, sweet, we're good. Still, we can get some things done. So turn one, resolve my fast bonds, put a bunch of lands in play, Collector Roof and their crap rotation, and I get there by getting my crap rotating for the Depths and making a 20-20.
Round three?
Oh, wait, no, that was not game one. That was just the first turn. Yeah, that was just the first turn. There's a lot of other cool shit that happens. So game two, both of us start kind of slow. I have Bajuka Bog Veil, Summer, Life from the Lum in hand. He had a Bazaar in his opening 7. And I Elvish Reclaimer sacked a land to get a Tabernacle. And they don't play mana, so he just couldn't keep producing creatures. After I bogged his Icarids out, he had nothing. So
cool.
We go to game three. I think he won that first game because of a Force of Will at some point. But anyway, game three, made a Merit Lage, swung with it. He played the black spell. It's what's the green spell you use to gain life in Grishol Brand?
Oh, Nurturing Shoal.
Yeah.
Nourishing Shoal.
He played the black Shoal. To give he gave my Merit Lage -3/-3 so it wouldn't kill him after I Sajiri stepped to make it pro blue so his Narcomoebas couldn't block it. And then after that, I searched for a Tabernacle and wiped his board, and then he conceded. It was great. Round three was Dredge again. First turn, I play Wasteland because that's a common thing. Oh. He draws his first card and then goes to discard, discarding a Stinkweed Imp.
John Stewart currently has his head against the wall.
He's hanging out in the corner like the kid from the end of the Blair Witch Project. Just crying in the corner.
From keto mayo.
I'm not drinking the milk.
And hot sauce.
I'm mad you're mad.
It would mix very poorly at this point, I think.
I mean, after the whole entire thing, ginger ale? Yeah.
So, his first dredge, he makes a Narcomoeba and then gets 2 amalgams. On my second turn, I play Experimental Frenzy And then I play cards off the top until I hit a Tabernacle. And then after that, I bogged him. And then he conceded after I played an Elvish Reclaimer with a stage in play. So he just conceded then. Game two, he bizarred. I go turn one, fast bond, Ghost Quarter, his bizarre, surgical it.
Jesus.
Yeah, it's great.
Brutal. That's called blowout.
Yeah. He's got no cards in his graveyard after that, and then he concedes after that, after tanking on it for a minute. Good time. So that was my second win. Round four, played against PO. I had a six-land hand with combo in it, with Wasteland and Ghost Quarter for protection also. And he ended up just comboing off with Monastery Mentor and one token and a time walk to kill me in game one. It was very uneventful. Yeah. So I had the nuts, but he had the nuttier nuts. It's great. He had the hot sauce that time. Game two, I fast bonded and then I played four lands to put Experimental Frenzy in play. I had a Force of Vigor on top of my deck. So he turned to Tinkered for Bolas' Citadel, and in response to the spell he cast, I Force of Vigored from the top of my deck, because you can do that with Experimental Frenzy. Pitched one of the two fast bonds in my hand.
Fuck yeah.
And then he conceded after that.
That's insane.
And then game three, he countered my Collector's Oof and then stormed off and killed me. It's great.
As happens.
So that was a loss. Round five, I played against Thassa's Oracle. I had no idea what was going on, and it was turn two, and I was dead. After I wastelanded him one time, it was super uneventful game one.
How did you put his library in his graveyard and demonic consultation?
He played
exile your whole library.
Land Mox, like Ponder, turn one, turn two. It was Thassa's Oracle off of a Black Lotus, and then Dark Ritual in response to it, holding priority to cast Demonic Consultation. Whoop! There goes his library, and then
what did
he
name?
I don't remember. I could look it up, but I don't remember.
I still really dig TJ's way of doing this, where you
troll the shit out of
You just troll the shit out of your opponent. You cast Thassa's Oracle, holding priority, Demonic Consultation, naming something that could reasonably be in your deck, and then you slowly, like, sweat every card that you reveal off the top. Just, like, name Simeon Spirit Guide, and, like, and then you get there.
Oh, man.
I prefer with just going with the classic Abandoned Hope. I like sending a message. Great. I like attacking with birds.
Yeah. game three against this guy. He
sends a message.
He mulligans poorly. On my first turn, I surgical his Delta and his Dark Ritual that he played on turn one to failing to find his combo.
I'm a big fan of surgicaling a fetch land.
Pass. Pass! Oh, no! No, but he played Necropotence.
We have the first pass.
Dark Ritual.
First pass.
Like,
I'm in the middle of telling him this. I guess that's
kind of the point.
Okay,
yeah.
give me
that's
a
how
cheese
it works.
Cheese at me. God, that's a John Stewart.
You're a
cheese
monster. John Stewart's an asshole.
John Stewart is such a dick.
Get back in the corner. God damn it, go away, John Stewart.
Game three.
You don't actually have to go to the corner.
He puts Necropotence in play. and I have a hand that just has all the land hate in the world. After I surgical him, I see there's only 10 lands in his list in total. So I'm like, okay, there's hope, but he's got two basics. That's the challenge, because I only have one strip mine and three ghost quarters, not all at the same time. But here it comes. No, I'm feeling
comes,
it all.
It comes, it comes, it goes.
So we play back and forth a lot. I'm wastelanding every opportunity I get. Life from the Loaming back my wastelands and ghost quarters. But eventually he just saves up enough artifact mana in his hand to just combo off and go crazy. After I dig through time and a Mystical Tutor to find all the pieces he needed.
Did he offer you that time as well?
Yeah. Round six, that was a loss. So, round six, I'm on the play.
Wait, hold on a second. What's your record at this point?
At that point, I'm 2-4. Oh. Running around six? Because I won round seven.
All right, so going into round six, you're 2-3.
Oh, man.
Okay. I just wanted to make you talk longer.
Oh, thank you. Game one of round six, I'm on the play. Mo wants to put force on the bottom, play fast bun, dump all my lands. Opponent strip mines my strip mine, and then I copy my strip mine with my thespian stage, and then I draw another thespian stage.
So you got two strip mines.
No, one of them got stripped by the other person's strip mine.
Yeah, but if you drew another thespian stage.
So it's another strip mine.
And you just make another strip mine.
Yeah. So many. This is the most strip mines ever played in a single game of Vintage, I think.
Yeah, all four of them.
Woo. Milk is good. And then I'm thrown off because my opponent plays a Plains and then a Soul Ring on the next turn. So I'm just like, what?
Yeah, what's he doing?
What the hell? I just draw dead. I don't find anything to answer his Thalia's and his big Thalia. Because he had little Thalia and big Thalia, so...
Big Thalia's really good against you.
Yeah. Game two. Have Ghost Quarter and Riftstone Portal. Exile Spirit Guide to play an Exploration. Play some lands, cast Life from the Loam. Then on his turn, he played turn one, 3-mana Thalia, which is absolutely horrible for me. I have no basics.
And all your shit comes in tapped. Everything
comes in tapped. If I make a Merit Lage, comes in tapped, I'm just behind the entire time.
You just make it on the end of their turn. It's okay.
It never came up, because he's also playing Strip Mine Wastelands. Mm. Can I just take my tongue out of my mouth for a little bit? That'd be great.
Oh, in the freezer.
My tonsils are burning.
I see hot. Hot ones challenge. Give a pulse afterwards.
So
it's recommended.
Just don't.
By the elementals.
I find out through Ghost Quartering him that he only has one basic planes in his deck, which is super awesome. So I get game two after just keeping him off of lands and putting a Elvish Reclaimer in play. Because he's a 3-4, so he blocks extremely well all the creatures that are in his deck. And he never finds his Eldrazi Displacer, so I win that game after making a 20-20 and some Tabernacle things. Game three, he found his Eldrazi Displacer and just kept... He played a Trinisphere and locked me down and just beat me to death, so it is what it is. Then we go to round seven for my final win, which took me to the 3-4 record. So I'm sitting there, and my opponent doesn't show up to the table, to the online table, until 11 minutes are remaining on his clock. And then we go through the hands, I play my fetch land, crack it, and then he doesn't let it resolve until 5 minutes and 20 seconds are left on his clock.
Wow.
And then we play a couple more like passing priority games, and then I find out he's playing the Oath Titan Breach deck, which looks super cool. If he didn't run out of time, he probably would have won, but like by the time he started doing things and like trying to do stuff, he only had 2 minutes left.
So, yeah, that's one of the thing about online. It takes so much longer to go through combos.
Yeah, and if you eat up all your time doing something else, then your opponent just wins.
Because life happens. Like, his dog probably took a shit all over his floor. Yep. And was like, oh, God, I gotta take care of this real quick. And
you know. His cat suddenly got rabies and gave it to him and whatnot.
His wife did the Hot Ones challenge, and she's complaining.
I won that match fair and square.
You did.
Don't play this down.
By the rules of the game, by an inch or a mile, you won. So you are as good as Reed Duke.
Yeah. Exactly. He probably saw my name and was like, oh, it's that podcast guy. Let me take 25 minutes to look this guy up.
That's more time than I've taken to look us up.
See?
So
somebody knows. Yeah, that was my sweet, sweet vintage challenge with a budget deck. I don't think I did too bad. There's a couple play mistakes here and there, but next time I will do probably a lot better.
Cool.
Might try a different list. I'm not going to play Burn. I think I'm just going to stick to this deck, and I'll probably play the Mono Red Burn.
I really appreciate you next making Iron Wages for me.
Yeah, no, it was great. It was so much fun. I loved the hell out of it.
What was your counter package?
Counter, like, counter spells?
Mm-hmm.
None.
None?
None.
Naya.
I don't know the list.
No, it was Naya. So, Fast Spawn, Exploration, Crop Rotation, Enlightened Tutor, 4 Collector Roof, 3 Elvish Reclaimer, 2 Courser of Crufix, 1 Ramunap Excavator, 1 Experimental Frenzy, 1 Force of Vigor, 2 Life from the Loam, a Tabernacle, and 4 Dark Depths.
Love it.
And then...
This is a budget list with a Tabernacle in it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, like, budget by vintage standards, yeah, this is...
Counts.
Yeah. The lands were...
12 to 1400.
4th Espeon Stage, Blast Zone, Bajuka Box, Jiri Step, Caracas, Strip Mine, 4 Wasteland, 3 Ghost Quarter, 3 Riftstone Portal, 1 Verdant, 1 Windswept, 1 Wooded, 1 Misty, 2 Savannah, 1 Taiga, 3 Forest. So, tons of lands to do things with. Sideboard, 1 extra Bajuka Bog, 3 Elvish, or 4 extra Elvish Spirit Guides, 2 Force of Vigor, a Path to Exile, 3 Surgicals, and a Veil of Summer. And 4 Veil of Summer.
Spirit Guides are in the sideboard?
Yeah. So, if, like, against your Storm decks where you know you need to go faster. You bring that in.
Gotta go fast.
I guess
that's... Yeah, like, if you have to turn one... Because main deck, there's not really a way to turn one Collector Roof. So, you have to bring those in to be able to stop PO.
Hmm.
So.
That makes sense.
Path to Exile is really good.
Oh, I'm sure.
Nobody was playing basics.
Vintage. That makes sense.
And then with the 3 Ghost Quarters, it was also super fun. Path that. Oh, you didn't get anything? Sweet.
Man, something I've
all noticed. Upside swords.
Yeah, for sure. Something I've noticed about Legacy is that people are playing more basics now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. by a considerable margin, people are playing a lot of basics.
You know, and also that could have something to do with around the shop, because, like, I preach that shit constantly.
Even online. I played a couple of leagues with various... Blue-Red Delver list kind of testing for this upcoming Legacy League.
Mm-hmm.
And Price of Progress just isn't what it used to be.
No, not at all.
I've got 3 basics in my list this time.
Yeah, I mean, I played against... several decks were... Wasteland wasn't as good. Price of Progress didn't really do much. I think the most damage I did with the Price of Progress was like 4.
Ugh.
And it was real late in the game.
2 mana, 4 damage. It's okay.
I played against a
it's 2 shocks.
It was a very strange rug Delver list. I thought it was kind of a mirror match.
I said what I said.
Initially. Well, no, I didn't even realize that it was kind of a mirror match until like game 2. He opened up with a basic land. It was like an island. And some artifact that you can tap to make a servo. And then you tap... And sack the servo to make a Thopter. Automation something or other. And then he played Dreadhorde Arcanist, and then he followed that up with Oko the next turn.
Yep.
And he had 2 basics in play. And then he followed Oko up with Delver, and I'm like, how in the actual fuck is this dude, like, flipping Delver? Ever. He's got a bunch of artifacts and planeswalkers and like, dumb shit in his deck. He's got brainstorms. I lost that match very quickly.
The diversity killed you.
Yeah,
Good old Oko.
Good old Oko. Yeah, he...
making stupid things get there.
Yeah, he gave me a 1-1 servo for my Delver that I had flipped. And I was like, well, this sucks. I guess I lose now. And then he was, you know, just doing Dreadhorde Arcanist shenanigans. In all the testing I've done, Dreadhorde Arcanist is really slow, but for the next Legacy League, I think I'm going to play 2 of them. Just swap out the Hooting Mantis.
Slow but consistent.
Yeah. He's really good.
Are you giving in to the cough drop?
No, I like the cough drop.
Oh.
Oh, we've got a second?
I see hot. I see. Ah.
Oh wait, do you mean like put a dab on the hulls?
I mean, that's exactly
what we were talking about.
Do it.
I mean, it wasn't, but it is now.
Yeah.
This is like a warehouse. Is that like a house that turns into a giant wolf? It's furiously scribbling. It is now.
You were looking forward to this. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you knew it was going to get this far.
I mean, it's fine.
Watching you put that into your mouth made me feel very uncomfortable.
More or less uncomfortable than watching Jon Stewart eat a cheese it dipped in mayo.
Less keto uncomfortable. Simply because I remember on
that mayo's good.
On last Sunday when Jon Stewart was here and he brought Sean that thing of
keto mayo
and it's been sitting on our table for a week.
Yeah.
It was unopened and sealed, so it didn't need to be refrigerated, but it's been sitting there.
Not in the heat, at least. It has been in my car, like a few of my foods I've been eating.
God, what? Stop.
All right, so Legacy, you played some Legacy League, right?
I played a couple of Legacy Leagues, like I said, testing different Blue-Red Delver lists, kind of trying to get a feel for what we're doing for this upcoming Legacy League. And ultimately, what I found out is that I really don't like playing Magic online. I think that's what this all boils down to. It's so much different than playing someone in paper. And TJ, you and I were talking about this tonight. The personal aspect of playing Magic, like having an opponent that you can talk to and interact with and being able to read that opponent, is so important for this game. And all of that is lost when you're playing online. And it...
Can't make a poker face online.
Absolutely.
It's the perfect poker face online.
Yeah. Joe, you have the perfect poker face.
Mm-hmm. Right. I can't physically read you as an opponent. Mm-hmm. And the Magic was always described to me, and I try and describe it to other people, as a combination of like chess and poker. You have a very important strategy to try and do, but you're also trying to interact and
psych out your opponent.
Right.
Outthink him. Looking at what they're doing,
like, are they tells and
are they checking their cards in response to you doing things? Are they constantly looking through their cards? Are they just sitting there flipping card board,
right, watching your opponent react to the things that you're doing? Is
are really they into the game? Are they adjusting their lands as if they had spells ready to go?
Mm-hmm. Right.
I do that sometimes just to bullshit.
Absolutely. And it's an important part of the game that you lose. Bluffing is a really important part of the game that you lose online, and
it's not that you lose it online. It's just much harder to tell if somebody's bluffing. It takes the actual human aspect.
You can only read their plays.
Yeah, you can only read the lands that they have on
tap. The plays, the timing.
At least you can tell when they're desperate because they make a play that make you go, huh?
Yeah,
you're really wasting that.
Yep.
But ultimately, I had some not-so-great records playing against a multitude of things. I played three leagues with a couple of different Delver lists, and ultimately what I decided was two Dreadhorde Arcanists is probably where I want to be with the same Delver list that I've been playing, keeping green only for cards like Veil of Summer and Ancient Grudge in the sideboard. The rest of it is just going to be blue-red.
I like it.
Current blue red lists online are playing so many red spells and not enough blue spells. I feel like what makes Delver good is being able to just counter everything that your opponent is doing. Mm. And Force of Will is so bad when you're running four Dreadhorde Arcanists, three Young Pyromancers, four Lightning Bolts, two Chain Lightnings, two Price of Progress. Like, you don't have any blue cards. There are no blue cards left.
I mean, how many of those cards are Pyroblasts, even in the board?
Two.
And bring those in against Oko, I guess. Counter your Oko, blow up your Oko.
Yeah, but Delver typically wins those counter wars, and you don't win counter wars if
you don't have
almost half of your non land spells are red, and it's real bad.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not.
I mean, at that point, you're pitching daisies to cast Force of Wills and whatnot.
And that feels awful.
Mm-hmm.
That feels so bad. I really like following up a Force of Will with a daze because a lot of times you just don't have it. You're tapped out, and I can daze your force. We'll get there.
Yep.
But yeah, so I think I prefer the list that I've been playing, and I'm just going to swap one for one. Feel pretty good about it.
It worked. The list worked out real well for you last league.
Absolutely.
I don't see how this could.
And drop that damn red Delve spell.
Absolutely. Yeah. It becomes a preordain.
Yeah. Like you're just another. Your deck thrives on going through your deck and finding the right spells for that time, and doing that more sounds like you're gonna win more.
Yeah. Magmatic Insight. I cast like four times throughout the entire league, and the only time it really mattered was when it killed an Oko. That was it. It was the only time it was relevant. So
yeah, not in that card.
Yeah. So I won't be playing that. I really liked Counterspell. Like, double blue hard Counterspell in a deck that's actively hoping to daze you on turn one. sounded real bad, but I gave it a shot anyway, and God, it was so good.
As long as you're playing the one drop density,
yep.
Then it feels good to absolutely. Be like,
Terramander's a house. So good. Little Terry is just a blue tomb stalker. two mana 5/5. You got
call
it.
Him Scary Terry?
No. Scary Terry.
You get him altered?
Yep. He wins games. He won me a lot of games.
Hell yeah.
And the fact that you can adapt at instant speed is real stupid.
God, hate that card.
Getting under some bridges.
I beat a dude in one of these leagues. My burn opponent played an ensnaring bridge, and I had two Terramanders in play. He had one card. I attacked him with my two dudes, and he was at like 7. I just adapted both of them. And it's like, take 2? No, it's 10.
Ensnaring bridge also?
Oh, Lord.
Is it some dumb elemental that I've never heard of?
Yeah, yeah. Thunderkin Awakener. Which brings back Skelemental.
Yeah.
Well, actually, Spark Trooper, because I don't want them to discard the last card, honestly. But
why don't you want them to discard their last card?
Because there's a bridge.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Then not even the Thunderkin can attack.
Yep.
But a Spark Trooper can.
Sean, are you looking up what Counterspell has the...
Yeah, that's exactly what he's doing.
Yep. This one is... it was probably a lousy spell in the first place.
Oh, is that the Erectile Dysfunction?
No.
That's Tempest.
Oh.
Tempest Counterspell, flavor text. It was probably a lousy spell in the first place.
I like the Counterspell art is what you're looking for. That Mark Poole did, where the dude on the thing is like real confused, and he's got like the...
He's got Erectile Dysfunction spell.
Yeah.
It's like, oh.
Yeah, that's the original one.
Yep.
That's Alpha.
Yeah.
And reprints.
Good times.
Poor guy. They make pills for that now.
That's the real magic.
Yeah. Sure is.
Fix your ED. Alright, what else we got? I think covers all the things.
I'll talk about the changes I'm making to my deck next week. I think we've got enough content.
Yeah, we'll be in. Mm-hmm. Cool. We'll be able to talk about the league coming up this week after this episode drops.
And then see how close we were on the ban list come tomorrow.
It's actually the one you were playing.
Oh cool.
Counterspell.
Nice. I like that one.
Your attack has been rendered harmless. It is, however, quite pretty. It's the flavor text. Mercadian Mask Counterspell.
I'm playing Mercadian Mask Brainstorms too, so that works out.
Wonderful.
Scryfall is really interesting once you go to Advanced Search and then you just type in the spell, say View All Prints, it'll just show you all the pictures. So you can see you quick. All
right. Well, this has been a hot episode. We've taken several shots of this wonderful, wonderful Mad Dog 357 hot sauce. John Stewart is an absolute maniac.
So, for my own understanding, right, and I guess for the understanding of the listeners, one Scoville is the equivalent of...
The amount is the number of squirts of a sugar water solution that it takes to stop the burning of a green bell pepper is one Scoville.
I feel like...
It's the amount of specifically a sugar that's found in milk.
Okay, it's kind of like lactose.
Yeah,
something really.
I've never heard it equated to like green pepper.
That's what Alton Brown said to me.
Alton Brown? Oh, you gotta trust Alton Brown.
Yeah. If he knows, if there's anybody that knows anything about food,
food scientist.
So, I feel like if I ate 357,000 green bell peppers, I would be on a different reason.
I think I'd be in a food coma.
But I know that I wouldn't feel like this, right?
No, but you got to condense it all into one.
One little pill.
Drugs. Yeah, this is actual drugs.
Drugs.
This is drugs.
This Scoville is spelled Scoville.
No, for easy to understand sake, I'm looking up how many Scoville units are in a jalapeno.
Okay. Oh, like 12,000.
A jalapeno has 2,500 to 5,000 Scoville heat units. This hot sauce had how many?
357,000.
So, needless to say, this shit's hot.
You're all whoever came up with this idea.
But man, it was good.
Yeah. How much is a ghost pepper?
Well, let's find out.
Nothing even remotely close to this.
Yeah.
I
have a slight stomach ache, but it went away after a minute.
Yeah, it's the Scoville is how many milligrams of whatever the sugar is that's in milk. They don't say the name. Capsaicin is what you're trying to counter.
Right.
But it's how many milligrams of that sugar it would take to counteract the heat that's in there.
Jesus.
It's been over a decade since
I've been around this. Ghost Pepper has 855,000 to a little over a million. We had equivalent to Red Savina Habanero, which is probably why it tasted pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And, the flavor is habaneros are really good. They're really hot, but they are still fantastic flavor.
I like to cook with habanero. Yeah. The flavor is really good.
Habanero is much lower than that, isn't it?
Yeah, regular habanero is 100,000 to 350,000 in that ballpark.
That's the food I need you.
I got them.
The Red Savina has 350 to 577,000. So,
interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting fact. It's a lot of fun to make a ghost pepper raspberry jam. First off, the flavor is amazing. Second off, it's great to give to your family. That sounds
fucking amazing, but I hate you for this.
So your family members...
I'm going to have to try it if you show it to me.
I also don't feel like this is an interesting fact.
Your family members will enjoy your...
Fun fact, ghost if you mix chlorine
jam,
and bleach...
That's all you have to name it. And then they'll be like, oh, I wonder why it's named Ghost Jam. And then they'll love you forever.
Yeah.
You don't hang out with your family much, do you?
No.
Not anymore.
All right. I think that about sums it up, guys. Cool. This was Still No Mox Hot episode.
We will be doing this again because we are gluttons for punishment.
Yeah,
and we can find a way hotter sauce.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes. Oh, I can so do it.
When I got this, this was like one of the hotter sauces there were. But now
Atomic Bomb.
There's so much hotter.
I think the hottest one that I know of is the actual Hot Ones signature sauce now. It's like 1.2 million
Scoville. They have a laboratory dedicated to them making hotter peppers and hotter sauces.
Yeah, it's just a chemical at this point.
But at Qatar, their hottest one is actually not a chemical. What's it called? Hot sauce. It's actually natural. The atomic bomb feels worse than the hottest one only because it's a chemical burn compared to a natural burn.
I don't like the idea of having chemical burns on my tongue.
Atomic bomb is fun.
I feel like I have chemical burns on my tongue currently.
Yeah. It gets worse.
Great.
Doesn't cool. Live always. We're Still No Mox. Stay tuned. Yeah.
We're Still No Mox. This is Mike Sawyer, TJ, Sean.
John Stewart.
And John Stewart, the maniac.
Thanks for coming out and hanging out.
Caitlin will be back from the grave next week.
Yes. She was dead this week.
Yeah, she called in dead. She'll be at work tomorrow.
Yeah.
All right. Sad.
Okay.
Have a wonderful day, everybody.
Thanks, guys.
Stay away from hot sauce or send us some hot sauce recommendations. Hot sauce.
Oh, man, that'd be cool. Email us or hit us up on Twitter, whatever.
Instagram. Well, thanks, not guys. On Instagram.
Bye.